the Eilah Batim Asher Tosin Lefneim in Zoyar state Elaine Sidron the Gulgalehoin. On the Eilah Mishpatim it says, this is the Seder of the Gulgulin. Shantav explained, because the Emes in this world, it works with Gulgulin. Sometimes a person is Niftar min Ha'olam and he's Nishar Chai of a Pruta. He has to be Nizgalgal again in the Olam to be Machzer the Pruta. How a person has to come back again in the Oifen of Gilgal. They say a story once with the Chazanish. A person once found a Matbea on the street, and he was misupik if he could take it or not. He was saying, maybe it's 4 years. Maybe he's not allowed to take it yet. He said, punkt fakert. Maybe it's not going to be 4 years. And the cheshbon is that there's someone from a Friedrich of Gilgal that owed you money. And this is the way you're getting it back. If he was already miyayish, then it's not going to be a ticket for his Gilgal. Dafka, because it's the koidim yish, now you're getting from him. The Noid of Yehuda writes in his Sefer Avos Tzion that it's always, through all through history, in all umos, currency, coin currency, was always round. You don't have square, triangle, faces behind you, whatever it is, but it's always round. Because it's something misgalgo bo'olam. The man is the Medrash in Parshas Matos. Lama nikra shmam zuzim, money, shazazim mimakim lamakim, nice mil nizev, nice mil nizev. Nikra ma'ois, shuhumay eifles, I'm all up here, I'm all afterwards somewhere else. Lama nikra shmam mamoin, ma'ashatamoyne einikum. This is in all the different ifanim how to call it, it's all in that oifim. Now the Bel says that before Parshas Truma, you have to first have Eilah Mishpatim. It has to be glat kosher, it has to be glat yosher. They say a story when he saw a philanter, a shoychit, came to him and said he wants to change profession. He has a lot of nervin. A lot of OCD, he's nervous. Maybe it's chum, maybe it's this. He's scared, he's being machshel people, he's worried about lavim. He has nervin, he has to switch the profession. So he says, what do you do instead? He says, I'm going to open a makolet. What can be? I sell sugar, salt. What can I? He says, what? My sigzal, my signoid, my sachmoid, my sashoik, is a lot in an essay. It's full of lot. I saw a remez. The Eilah Hamishpatim could be the Rosh Tevis of the various ifanim of psak that you have by this. Hamishpatim. Hey is Hamoitim Echaver Levaraya. Mem is the muchzik, shin, shuda the dining, pei the pshara, tes is the din of taninon, yud is yachloiku, and the mem is munach, and it should be munach at shiovi eliyo. So in that yifrek, stein is called olam gavar. Is if called Olam Gavar is only a siluk, it's not really a psak on the list. Fakir, the whole point is it's not paskin. Over the Rosh, there's a remez, the Rosh says that it is, that it's a psak that we. So there's a remez, the Eilah Mishpatim, Asher, Rabbeinu Asher, according to Rosh, Asher Tosim Lufneim. Fakir, that's also a psak. Yemesim Lufneim, and that's going to be Machriya, Mishim is Gavar Olav, he's going to be the one. A different nusach to such a remez, Mishpatim, could be Migu, I still brought down a sefer, Shin is Shvua. Pei is Palginon, Tes is Taina, and the Yud and the Mem is Yavoy Mevaser. It's right, it's Yehi Munach. Yavoy Mevaser, Yehi Munach. It's not Yavoy Mevaser. Now, what's with Eidus? Avada Eidim is the Chtishpit. Where's the remez to that? The Eila HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lefneim is Gemat Shnei Eidim Ayapishta Shloisha Eidim Yochem Dov. Yeah, the parish is full of Sugis, but Rashi says over here, Asher Tosim Lefneim, you should be Mesim it Lefneim to Shulchan Oruch, Hamuchan Lecha Lefnei Odom. Klal Yisrael, it developed over the years, and the Chazanish talks about this, that Shulchan Oruch, the Sefer of the Beis Yosef, first Pirish on the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah, then he wrote a Pirish on the Tor, and if you do, the same time that Rabbi Yosef Karo and Svas wrote a Pirish on the Tor, there was a young Rav in Kruka, the Ramu, and he also wrote a Pirish, Darkei Moshe, he wrote a Pirish on the tour. A Pirish Aruch Moed, and there is a Sefer, Darkei Moshe Aruch. But he heard that Yosef already made a Sefer, so he was going as his Sefer, and he only wrote Hagoy's Darkei Moshe on the Beis Yosef Sefer. A few years later, after writing the Pirish on the tour, the Beis Yosef wrote a Shulchan Aruch, And at the same time, there was a young Rav Kruka, Rav Moshe Isler, and he wrote a Shulchan Aruch. And then he heard that the Beis Yosef already wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so he was going to pay for it. And he wrote only Hagoyis, the Mappa on the Shulchan Aruch. The Mappa is the Hagoyis of the Ramah on the Beis Yosef. Twice he was Mavata. It's interesting though, Shulchan Aruch originally in its format was written as a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Right? A Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. We have a Sefer Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, came out many years later, but the emesis, the original Shulchan Aruch was without all the Purushim on the side. It was really the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Chai Adam writes that he called his Sefer Chai Adam. He didn't want anyone to write a Kitzer Chai Adam. So that's why he chose that name. However, the Pshat is, it's interesting that as the Shulchan Aruch developed into an entire surah of how Klal Yisrael it developed, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Shach, the Sma, most of them are Talmidov or Yoytze Chalotov of the Ramah. He was Zoyche, he was Mavata twice, but he was Zoyche afterwards that the Tzura of the how Shulchan Aruch is printed is Be'ikar taken from the Yoytze Chalotov of the Ramah. The interesting remez, I want to move on, but Eurechaim Yoyredeya Evan HaEzer and Choshen Mishpot is Gematria 1,700, which is the exact same amount of simonim that there are in Shulchan Aruch. Ayin Shom. They'll listen Allah Simonim Taka. Let's know there are 1,705 Simonim. Remez Yesh Badova. You have the Sugya of Eved Ivri, Kisikna Eved Ivri. The Gemara says in Kedushin that an Eved Ivri doesn't go over Beyerusha. You buy an Eved Ivri for 6 years, it doesn't go over Beyerusha. If the Odoin dies, Misas HaOdoin is the Eved is Yoytis HaOdoin. But the Gemara darshens from a pasuk that Eved Ivri Oyved is HaBen. It does go to the Ben, not to the Bas. Not to the Ach, the Av, over Eved Ivri Oyved is HaBen. As you do with the Menchus Chinuch is Mechadish, that when the Eved Ivri is Oyved is HaBen, it's not a din of Yerusha. That says, Azoy, there's a Seder of Yerusha, Ben, Bas, Av, Ach, Mechule, Mishmush. Over, by Eved Ivri, that's in the Mechlamo than Yerusha. There's a special din, it's Oyved is HaBen. And he has many Nafkaminas, but Baroisham, he says a word, a Bechor doesn't get Pishnaim. Because the Bechor gets Pishnaim, it's Hine Yerusha. When Eved Ivri is Oyved es HaBen, it's not midin Yerusha, and Eved Zoy, there won't be a din of Pishnayim. Azoy zokt, the Menchus Chinuch. He wants to answer with this, a famous kasha, the Menchus Chinuch kasha, other Rokhanim asked it. The Gemara says, why do you bechlal need a chiddush of Pishnayim? The father can anyway give the Pishnayim to whoever he wants, he can be boichner to give it to the Bechor. The Gemara says that a father is nemon to say Zebini Bechor. A chiddush, yakir, he's nemon. What do you need an amonis of Yakir? If he wants, he can give the Pishnayim to the Ben anyways. What do you need an amonis of Yakir? As I fret the Gemara in Baba Basra, what do you need in Kuf Chav Zayin? What do you need a din of Yakir? Anyways, he can give to everyone. The Gemara says it's by Goises. Fret him in Chaschinuch. It's Negev, Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri, he names on his kasha, would be Oyved es HaBen, and he names on his kasha that the Bechor would get Pishnayim. But an Eved Ivri is not something you can tell. So it's negated that the father is Neman with the din of Yakir that this is the Bechor in order that the Bechor should get the Pishnayim of the Eved Ivri. That's not, there's no migu that he could have given a matana. You can't give the Eved Ivri as a matana. Why did he say? Because there's no din of Bechor. The emesis Rabbi Shmuel Diskin says the same word, but he says it differently. The Menchus Chinuch dricked ois that even when an Eved Ivri is Oyved es HaBen, it's not Midin Yerusha. It's a special Arsha Oyved es HaBen. Because if it would have been the regular Gedarim of Yerusha, the Bechor would get Pishnayim. Zakar Bishulay, you can say different. Loyal when an Eved Ivri is Oyved es HaBen, it's Takim Midin Yerusha. Over it states that the Eved Ivri doesn't have the other dinim of Yerush. Bas, Ach, Av, that not. Zakar Bishulay, Bechor is also a different din. There's a din of Ben, that he gets the Chelek HaPoshet. Then there's another thing of a Yerush, it's called Bechor. Eved Ivri ain't Oyved Bechor. The same way Eved Ivri is not Oyved for the Bas, for the Av, for the Ach, it's also not Oyved, it's a Bechor. So it's a different Hezber for the same Maskara, that there's no din of Bechor. We're going to touch a little bit of some of the sugis. An eved becomes a nirtzim. Omar yoimer ha'eved ahachi es adoini es ishti ves bonai. There's a famous medrash. Rabbi Chanan and Koivit Shiurim and Kedushin brings b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Diskin pshat and azam medrash. The medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu when he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael and he says ahachi es adoini ze hakadosh baruch hu es ishti zu atoira. Es bonai zu klal Yisrael. Loi eitzei chopshi. I don't want to go out free. Moshe Rabbeinu says I don't want to go out free. But a hafiyas adoyin yisrishti. That's the sprach. Moshe Rabbeinu says I'm an eved. Moshe eved Hashem. I want to be Mirza. And I'll be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers him, I'll toys the Zabere like Oy Badabereza. Zokar Vishualeid. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking this, and we know the Nirtza says him, Omar Yoimer. The Nirtza has to request it twice. Zok there, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have requested it another time, he would have went into Eretz Yisrael. It's a Torah. Im Omar Yoimer Ha'ezid. Ha'afi is a Doin, it's Ishti Vezbona. Lo Yitzei Chavshi. It's Ishti Vezbona, it means Torah, Klai Yisrael. He would go in, it would Taka. The Rabbeinu Shalom requested him, I'll toys the Zabere. Don't think. Zok to Smach Ha'mol, you can't Taka go in. There's no, it's Dini HaTorah. There's a din of Nirtza. He would go in, it's Taka, there would be no to stop it. Rabbeinu Shalom wouldn't stop it. Rabbi Yisrael asked him not to say it a second time. And this idea of a rota adoyna v'oznei v'marzeya, the malimus is squeezed out of here. A nirtza requests and insists he wants to stay in his matzav of eved. I like the way I am. Ich bin zufrieden as this is. I'm not looking to change. I'm not looking to grow. Things are good. And he's not. He's an eved. That's the erek tzedakah. A person has to learn. When you say that, so b'avodi lo'ilo. A person knows that faker. He has to try to want to bite the matzav, to change the matzav. And that's why it says, the rotza adoyna v'sozni b'marzeya, the oizen zu sheshama b'arsina, not to be loisignoi, but not to be koina eved la'atzmai. He went and he was koina eved la'atzmai. But the Gemara says that when you do the ritziya, you do the ritziya on the oizen yamin. From the Gemara from Gzeira Shavit, more in Kedush, as well. Oizen, from the Tzayra, you do it on oizen yamin. But there was a havamina, you do it on the oizen smog. I saw a beautiful word, the Chanukah Satayra, Yishtel, why take always in Smoil? Fakash things, it should be the Oizen Yemin. Always in Torah, we go with the Yemin. Why was there, what was the necessary? What would be the Tzad, it should be the Oizen Smoil? So says the Chanukah Satayra, it says in the Pasuk, the Torah comes from the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, if the Torah is coming from the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's going into the Smoil of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lamay. So it's to the smile. So take the shmak of art. That's why I would think you punish the oizen smile. As I said, technokas atayr. So frage hakasha. So why take it? I put the word. State the lemaisa. There shavu state the nishtazay. So gechazay. The oizen sheshama. The oizen. The medrash says a loshen with the oizen. Moshe la'odam that he had a maka and you put a reti. It's only on the makam of the maka. But if you put, if there's a trufa, you put it into the oizen. The oizen is nichnas shtechim nafshechem. It goes into the entire makay horim. So when something is supposed to go into the oizen, it's supposed to go into the ear and into the remach evor. And over here it didn't. It went in one ear, right out the other ear. That's what happened. That's what the oizen is. The ketanin on the tzveit ear. Arayin and eina, that's how I erase from the under. That's the kamash malon. The derech. Remez, or drush, or fasm zolnish rufim. State the hemshech, there's a few sugis here. The chidah says there's a beautiful remez. There's a parsha of V'chiyozit ish al re'eyu l'hargay v'arma, which is v'tzicha, me'yim mizbechi tikachen ulamas, which is about karbonis, and the next pasuk is makei ovid v'imoy. There's a connection between these three topics, v'tzicha, karbonis, and makei ovid. Chulin Dafir Aleph says, menoron the adminan v'asar roiv, what's the makar that you go v'asar roiv? And the Gemara goes through, there's 10 makaris there actually, the Gemara proves from various leifanim that, how would you know about something? So, and the chidah saying, there's a remez. Ritzicha, Yechayiv if you reitzeach someone. Maybe he was a treifa, and the mocking naked side is a treifa. Right, people are. That in the right. Otherwise, how do you ever kill someone for leitzircha? Karbanos, karban oila. How do you know? Maybe the behem is a treifa. Right is not a treifa. Makei oven v'imoy. How do you know it's your father? Right, bila zachar abal. And kaseida there's all the gemaras, but akupanim these three is all connected. They're all part of the Seder where we're proving the concept of Roiv. We'll move on. There's another sugya, the sugya of Eved Knaini. The Eved Knaini goes out with Shein Ba'ayim. V'chiyake ishes Ein Avdoi and Mishein Avdoi. The Baal HaTurim says the remez over here, these two psukim of Shein Ba'ayim starts with a Vav and ends with a Vav. Because it's 26. There are 24 Rosh Eivarim besides the Shein Ba'ayim. The Iker, the Torah says Shein Ba'ayim, but who had in the Gemara Lanzan and Kedushin Chav Dalad Rosh Eivarim. Sacha called 20. I'm sorry, no. Vav is 24. Vav is 24. There's 26 words in the pasuk. That's what comes out. It's the 24 for the Shein line. Oh, but there's a remez for the Chav Dal Yivarim. Similarly, Dr. Baal HaTurim, the makar that an Eved Kanani goes out for Shein Ba'ayin, the original Eved was Chom. Vayar Chom. Avi Kanan. Vayage Le'echov. Chom's chait was with Vayar. And then Vayaged, Shein Va'ayin. The Pesukim over there, Vayar Chom, Vayaged Le'echov. Look over there also, the Pesukim Pavav, Nesayin Levav, 24, and there's 26 words in the Pesuk. It's a remed, because an Ebed is Nenes Ba'avdus, but when you put him in the Shein Va'ayin, which was the source of the original reason why he became an Ebed, so that's a Tikkun, that's why the Torah singled out specifically the Shein and the Ayin. Avadim goes up with all the Rashi Yavarim, but the Shein Va'ayin is singled out that was the original source for the Avdus to begin with. The Sfarim write, the Nesiv HaShalom says, a person is Meshubit, an Eved, he's Meshubit to his Tivus, he's Meshubit to Shein and Ayin. Shein is the Tivus to Achilo, and Ayin is Shmiras Ayin. That's when a person is Poygim in that, then he becomes an Eved. A person has to do a Tikkun. To go out of his Avdus, you have to be Mesakein, Shein Ba'ayin. You have here Gans Masechta Bava Kama, Bava Metzia. We talked a little bit of Kedushin before. The Nesiv HaShalom writes that you have the Arba of Tikkun. Shor Bor Ma VeHever. He says the Arba of Nezikin is the Arba Midois that a person has to work on, that Amazikim. Shor is represented as Gaiva, is the Geish of the Behemoth. A person has to work on Shor, which is Gaiva. At the other end of it, you have Bor the Yush. The Yish of Bar, a person is Kifa Ryan in the Bar, that's Yish. Mave, he says, is Viter, is Taivas or Achilo. And Hever is the Eish of the Yetzahara. Now, a person has to work on these Midas. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Hai man the boy of a heavy chasido should work either the three Pshatim in the Gemara. He should either learn Masechta Ovis, or Masechta Brachis, or there's a third Pshat of Bava Kama. Nezikin, Mila the Nezikin. He says that's the arbit you have to work on, the shore, the bar, the mava, the heaven. That's what the person has to work on. At the other end, the Chasam Sofer writes that connected the arba avos Nezikin is arba avos of positive, of tahara. Personal favors. No, ask them personal favors. Sure, Zokta Chasamfer is the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that hey, a person la'olam yasa atzmoi kishor la'oil and kichamor la'masa. That person has to be makabel ol, the yoke. The shor represents makabel the ol of Torah. Bar is the be'er of mayim chayim of the Torah. The Gemara says it's pa'omim megula pa'omim mechuse. So Mava represents the soy, the Sisri Torah. And Hever represents the Esha Torah. At the opposite from the Arba Ovis Nezikin, you have the Arba Milus of Tahara. The Ramami Panu writes, look in Parshas Masei, the list of the names of the cities that are Eber HaYarden. The closest city at the edge of Eber HaYarden, by the other end of the Gvul from Eretz Yisrael, is Sivma. Sivma, he says, is the last klipa right before Eretz Yisrael, the last city by Eber HaYarden. Sivma is Rosh HaTevis, Shor Bor, Mave Hever. That's represented by the Arba Ovis Nezikin. The Shaita, when we learned Baba Kama, we said that this is Miyasha, Toysis is Kasha. Toysis asks, why is the Seder of the Mishnah Shor Bor Mava Hever? It's not Lafida Seder of the Pesukim. Toysis works out why it's Lafida Seder of the Pesukim. Then it says, last week we said Pshat, because that the same way Toyrus Shebeksav has a Nigan, and we spoke that the Aseres Adibris has a Nigan, the Mishnayis also has a Nigan, and the Nigan goes with Shor Bor Mava Hever. Of Elchayr, like this Pshat of the Ramami Panu also, that's another Teres, the Toysis Kasha, and Bishaik, when we look up a Kam, we answered five or six Kashas from the Cheshma Asugir. That it's Miyushiv, that it's supposed to say it, Lafi, the shame of Sivma. Yeah, okay, again, Baba Kama and Baba Nasi, it's all Arangapaks over here, but you have the Chiv of Ganiv, Pes Kefel, and Dalit Behei. So I saw a beautiful, the Kliyaka says, why does the Ganav take Kefel? Because Mishi Yesh Leimoneh writes a Masayim. So when someone is a Ganav, he's missing, he wants double. When he's taking something, he has already what he has. And about it, it's a Metzias that Mishi Yesh Leimoneh writes a Masayim. And a person has to know what to do with them and how to work on it, be some air. Over the Ganav says, no, I want the double. He wants the, that, he wants that double. That's his punishment. So we say, that's the stolen Kefel. The Kefel is over me, the connected the that he wanted the Messiah. The Vel says Messiah means another Messiah besides the money. 300 faces. But that's what you think. He says also, why do you pay Dawud Behei? Chiddush Kliyaker. It's not like the Gemara, but he says a part. By Yankev Avinu, when it says that he sent the animals for every car, but the Zohar, the proportion, the ratio of the cave was 1 to 4. So that's why you pay 4 times as much by a cow. He says the emes is by the sheep, the ratio by Yankev Avinu when he sent it was 1 to 10. He says, and the emes taki, really, it should have been 10. But because of the bizyonis that he schlepped the keves by himself, so we give him a discount, he only pays 4. He only pays four. But it's mamas down from 11. They say it's a par, you pay 5, because it was the ratio was 1 to 4, you pay the plus another 4. By the sheep, it was really supposed to be 11, because if the ratio was 1 to 10 plus the keren. But because of the bizyonis, we schlep it down. As I said, the emesis in the Gemara say the Nandarazach. The Gemara in Baba Kama. The fine test, the Gemara says, why is it 4 and why is it 5? So the Gemara brings the machlekes tanoim. Rav Meir says, "Voy re'ei kama gadol koyach shel melacha," because by the shor, if he bought you a mavaklet from melacha, you pay 5 times because you did bittul melacha. Besides the gneiza and the shtarish b'chei, you will mavaklet mi melacha. You will mavaklet mi melacha. You have to pay 5. It says only 4. There was no bittul melacha. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai argues. He says no. Really, it's supposed to be 5. The reason by a sheep down to 4 is because of the bizyonis. So here you see the cheshbon of bizyonis is to go down 1. And then it's pashut. The Briskarov said, why 1? How do you know? By busha. Hakol v'fi ha'mavayish v'mizvayish. It should be a standard thing. You give a discount of 1. To every person, depending. If it's the mechubah, it's more of a busha. He says, pashut. The busha discount can't be more than 1. He was holding by stealing it. He was willing to be mizvayish. You can't tell me that this guy's price for the busha to get the discount is more, worth more than the price of 1 shabbos. He was holding by being misbuying. I'm saying it's a pellet. The Kliyakar is giving you a from 11 all the way down to 4 the discount. The cheshbon is mochrech. But the Briskarov paket, the maximum busha is the price of 1 shekel. That's right, they made a standard. Everyone gets a discount. No, it's l'chayr pashut by me. It's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai. But l'chayr it's pashut that these two sheikhs, Rav Meir and Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai, argue on each other the side. They say, what's really the price? Rav Meir says, really the price is 4. For Gnei with the Tavach Mamacha, what Bittul Farah means for him? 4. Because of Bittul Malacha, you do 5. Like Rav Yerjanim and Zakkai, be'et them the price is 5. By Yaseh, because of this, we go down. Each one's starting point is different. So first of all, it's a pellet, the Targum Yonison brings both. The Targum Yonison brings, you pay 5 by Ashur because of the Bittul Malacha, and 4 that because of the Bizyonis. What says, what was the price supposed to be? 4.5? Where's the haskalah? It's one against the other. It's interesting. Masha asks, what would be by a small shor that there was no bittul malacha, a baby shor that there was no bittul malacha yet? Taka, the din should be, you should pay only 4. So he says, no, there's always bittul. The shor was going to grow up, and then there was going to be bittul malacha. But then he asks, okay, what about a big seh that you didn't carry it on your kseifa, so there was no bizyonis? How you talking then? You should not pay 5. So he says, "Loy plug." So Lafiza, famous kasha. There's a marsha in Yuma Tafchavei. The marsha says that when Nosan Anovi came to Dovid HaMelech and gave him a Musa Shmuz, that he was Gzeilas Kitzas Arosh when he stole the Keves, he stole the Basheva. He paid on him, and the Oynish is that it was Nenesh. Who? The Arba Bonov, Bitzaraz, who, Nitzareya, who, the Arba Bonov, Kidugmas, a Karen of Seh, Karen Void Arba. And it's Mama Shapella by Seh, it's Karen Void Shalosh. Seh is only pays 4, so it's Karen and another 3. Really, the price is 5. Now, it goes down once because the billion is of carrying it on your shoulders. Over here, there wasn't that carrying on the shoulders factor. The etna will go to the price of 5. The Pelot, the Marshal himself asked such a question, and he already said, like, look, Marshal Baba Kama did say, like, look, we can always drink it. But my, this is the Chiddush Gadol that I saw Rabbi Yashiv in his Oris on Kedushin, he brings, that in this Marshal in Yuma state, a misconception that people have, first, if you learn that by Shor you pay Keren and another 4, and by Seh you pay Keren and another 3. Sakako, 5 and 4. He says, no, it's 5 and 4 besides the Keren. By Shor you pay 6 altogether, Keren and another 5. Say you pay Karen and another 4, like the Lashon of the Marsha, Karen Void Arba. He says it's a tremendous chiddush, but there's no more first thing of says like everyone says Dalvei. It's Labani Karen. Brenda Ryan is the chiddush gadol, but that would there should be another beer in the Marsha. Stay for Hemshech. There's another thing. It says called Almana be Yosei Lois, and I saw interesting Maisa. The Gemara says in Ksubis, why is Almana called Almana? Gemara Ksubis Tafiyud, because her Ksub is only a monet. About it, the Gemara means Hashem Ha'asid, that Chazal, it's a machlek, it's the Raisa, the Rabbana, but Chazakin, that the Almana, the Ksub is less, the Ksub is only a monet. So Almana is called Almana because of the monet that she gets. It says, a Besula gets 200, and that's why Ms. Tupsukam earlier, it says, Kemoyer Absulis. So the Daskanian Valley Taisis, it says, Kemoyer Absulis is Kama Moyer, the Rosh Hashanah, Kama Moyer Absulis, Reish. Kemoyer, Kama Moyer Absulis, Reish. 200 Zuz. The Tosfos brings another shot that Kemoyar out above Kemoyar is gematria Reish Zuzin. Reish Zuzin. Over there, Almana only is a Mona. So I saw the Rosh Hashanah within Ksubas asks, so why Almana? Mona. Why is she called Almana? So shame the Mona. Where's the El? So he says that's like it says El Gabish. There's the word El. El is like El Gaucho. Yeah, El, the beginning of a word. So Almana. Over the sheet of it, it says a different shot. It's Almana. It's the money that she's not getting. A Basula gets Masai. Almana is Almana, not the money that she is getting, the money that she's not getting. Almana. The Ritz over there also asked the Kasha. The Ritz says, no, she's called Almana because the Etim, she's an Elaim. Now that the husband died, she doesn't have who to talk. You can read into the Vant. So it's Elaim. The question was, where does the Na come from? So on that, the Gemara said the remnant is Mone. Almana. Now, I was thinking, it's very interesting. Why is an Almon called an Almon? It's Mimela. Almona got the name Almona because of the mona that she's not getting. And then, as Mimela, it came a word that is called Almon. Over I saw in the Chasam Seifer, he says, Pumfaket, it's not like the Gemara. Chasam Seifer says the reason an Almon is called an Almon is because Mon is the Lashon of Mizoinus. Mon is the Lashon of Ramparish, the Hachona of the Mizoinus. The wife prepares the Mizoinus. The Almon who lost his wife is Almon. He doesn't have someone who's preparing him the Mizoinus. And I would suggest, according to this Chasam Seifer, Almona is called an Almona because Almon is called an Almon. It's opposite of the Gemara. An Almon is called Almon. He doesn't have a Mechan Mizoinus for him. The Almona is Memele Rufsich. The Chinuch counts Parshas Mishpatim has two different parshias. You know, he always says at the beginning of each parsha how many mitzvahs are in the parsha. But he counts Parshas Mishpatim as one parsha. And he says in Parshas Mishpatim there are 16 mitzvahs essay and 8 mitzvahs lois essay, 24 mitzvahs. Then he has another parsha before Mishpatim. It's called Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. From the word Im Kesef Talveh, it's counted as a separate parsha. Who had been in the and he says separately, there are in Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. Who was in the chinuch, the sefer chinuch in Parshas Kisavoy? When it talks about mikra bikurim, he says over here is the mitzvah of mikra bikurim. But the mitzvah of vas bikurim, that I already explained to you in Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. It's in a separate parsha, Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. Now it's interesting, I had a ha'ara in Parshas Mishpatim, it's never mentioned the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the end, in our Parshas Mishpatim, it is in the second half. In what the Chinuch would call the parasha of Im Kesef Talveh, but here it's mentioned a few times Moshe Rabbeinu, the name Moshe. Over Moshe is not mentioned in the parasha of Mishpatim, which is a shtikal ha'ara. The Yadua, the Baal HaTurim says that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in parashas Tetzaveh, and it's a famous word because in parashas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu said Mecheni Nomi Sifrecha, and then the Eibishter pushed it off again and again. We have to be Moichik Moshe's name. He pushed it off from Kisisa all the way around the whole cycle. Parshas Tetzava is the last parsha. Nochem Okitisa. Tetzava was Nimchat Moshe's name. But according to the Chinuch, in Parshas Mishpatim also, there's no mention of Moshe's name. It's a separate parsha, Parshas Mishpatim. Another Ha'ar al Derech, it's interesting, I saw once in the Sefer, Mechem Sifrecha, Misifrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to be Nimchak in Gansim. Why was he Nimchak in Parshas Tetzava? Because Tetzava is the 20th parsha. Mechem Ino Misifrecha, Sefercha. The 20th parsha. From the Reish, Tetzava is the 20th parsha. If Mishpatim and in Kesef Tal was two different parshas, then Truma is the 20th parsha. And Truma is the 20th parsha. It's Nocha Ara. The Chinuch is not going according to that Balaturim. B'chol Ofen, in Parshas Im Kesef Talve, we have Nasa Benishma. There's a Remez Noe. It's really not our Messiah, but Kapitlech of the Chumash is broken into Prokim and Psukim. We don't have it. It's really not from our Messiah, but Ulay Remez Nasa Benishma is Perek Chav Dalid Pasuk Zayin 2:7. That has to be Nasa Benishma, not Friday different, but it's a rainy day late at night. It's not. It's 24/7 Nasa Benishma. The emphasis is when the Rabbi Shalom came to give the Torah to the different umos, each one of the umos, and it looks like l'chayra seres adibur some mitzvah sichlius, a lot of them. Nevertheless, each umo was misariv on one of them, on one of the ten. The same, if you're going to go with your seichel, even on what looks like it's going to be basics, you're going to get 9 out of 10. And it's mevur and chazal that each umo was misariv to a mitzvah that connected his mahus, connected his whole yisoid. Yishmael was misariv on the leifignoi. Yishmael is yod bakol, yad kol boy, per adam. Yishmael, his mahus is connected leifignoi. He said, I'm kavod the other ones, but not leifignoi. Esav is al harb, yeah, he was misariv on the leisirtzach. Amun umoyav were misariv on the leisinof. Their whole mahus is leisinof. They were noitzar. From the B'nai Shloit is the Theus of Neof. So they were Masarev on the Sinaf. Each Uma was Masarev. Now, what's the Nakuda by Kamal Yisrael? Maybe you could start thinking maybe something about the Mahus, that maybe they're a spirit to something. That's the Chap that they went and said Nasav. And Nasav and Nishma means Bittul HaRatzin. The Melech's not in the game. The Melech's, whatever the Ratzin of the Boyer is, that is the Ratzin. Or his Batlas of the Ratzin, the Melech becomes Hashem's Ratzin. There's a famous Drush from the Beis Halevi. He asks, Nasa v'nishma is a dover she'ena kotzuf. We know a person can't be mishtabid on a dover she'ena kotzuf. You have to have a place, but it has to be on a specific thing. It has to be on a dover kotzuf. How could he call yourself be mishtabid on a dover she'ena kotzuf? As I frekta. He has a whole arichas, but his word is. And he said that's the mahus, the chilah between Klal Yisrael and Shar Ha'um. That by Klal Yisrael, it was Kedushas HaGuf. They became a different mitzias. So he says the word is they became an Eved. An Eved is able to be mishtabed on one thing. That he's becoming an Eved. Whatever the Avodah Yisrael afterwards, that doesn't bother me if it's Dover She'eni Kitzvah. Because the Mishtabdus is on the Eved. He has all the riches to explain. By Shar Ha'umois, it was on King and Paris only. So it was on a specific thing. So they couldn't just be punishment. It has to be Kotzot. And if it was kosher, they started saying this, yeah, this not, this details. By Christ, there was a mitzvah of Eved. By an Eved already, there's no Hagbolo. But I saw once a different mach. We spoke other times that Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Zivug, the Chasana. Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Zivug. There was the Kesef, Bishtar, the Bia, there was the Bizas Hayam, there was the Luchos, there was the Mishkan. The Oifen of Kedushin V'Nesuin. The Gemara says that by the Hishtapis of Avas Chitun, then there's no gedarim, there's no hagbol of dover she'ena kitzvah. You're able to be mishtabed even on without a kitzvah, as the zivug. The emes is in this week's parsha, Taka says, "Koyel Hashadibur Hashem nasev nishma." On the other hand, in last week's parsha in Yisrael, it says, "Vayanu kol om yachdov, vayem kol Hashadibur Hashem nasev." It only says nasev. Vort. Asbern Azayfen. Over here it says Vayanu kol om yachdov. Yachdov is this. When it's achdos, it's enough to say nase. Without the yachdov, then it's nase v'nishma. But what do I mean? Explain like this. The part of Yosef says part of the word. I want to mitzarif it to something. The Gemara says in Shabbat that the ger came to Shammai at the hill and he says, Gaireni almanas that you should tell me call it terakula regalachas. So Shammai hit him with the amas apinya. And Hillel said, Mal da aloch sani mechavrach loistavei ve'idach zil gemor. So what's going on in this Gemara? The ger was asking, how could you know kolat harukula regalachas? How could one person be mekayim kolat tariyag mitzvahs? From the tariyag mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs that are only negeya to a melech, only to a kohen, to a kohen gadol, only to a yisrael, only to an isha. How do you have that you can have this just the entire tariyag mitzvahs? How can it all be al regalachas? So the emphasis on that kasha is two terutzim. One is achdus. Klal yisrael could be mekayim tariyag mitzvahs. Klal yisrael b'shleim musay b'tzurasei ashleim has the kohen, the eved, yisrael. Yachdov, you could be Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. Another terrace is Limud HaTorah. When a person's loymed Torah, Ki'ilu Hikrav Oyla, Hishlamim, Ki'ilu, on every sugya, Ki'ilu Yishayach to that sugya. So, the Der of Zrush, that's what the Ger was asking, so he'll answer to him and we'll say the Nazan Nigin. He'll answer both of these terraces. Again, the terrace, how you could have the Shlemus of Tariq Mitzvahs is either through Achdus or by learning the sugya. So that's what Hillel said. He says, that's Achdus. The Edoch, another Teretz, Zil Gemara. Right, it's not Pashim Shana, the Gemara. Pashim, he was saying, first though, we worried about Ben Adam Lachaveri, and afterwards goes to the number. He said, no, it's the same. One Teretz is Achdus. The Edoch, and another Mahalach in the Sugya, is Zil Gemara, goes to the learn. If you learn the Sugya, you shy after the whole thing. So that's the remez over here, that when it was Yachdav, it was enough to say Nasa. After, it was called Ashadibar Hashem, Nasa Benishma. We'll end off with the famous drush from the Beis HaLevi. It says that when the Yidden said Nasa Benishma, they were zoichet to shnei kesorim. Nasa and Benishma. What's the pshat? Two kesorim. Nasa Benishma is one milo. It was the milo of being matin, the Nasa to Benishma. Murder the Gazach, Masha Malochem, Evinu, that a Ben Adam wouldn't understand that. It's before the Nishma. So that's a milo, the Nasa before the Nishma. It's a kedima. So it's one zach, it's one keser, the keser of being matin, the Nasa to Benishma. So the Beis HaLevi says, why is it two kesorim? He says, because the MS, it's poshut that in order to do nase, a person has to be nishma. You have to know what to do. You have to hear it out first. Yizicha has to learn Torah to know the tariyag mitzvahs. But he says, we know how the limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is a mitzias farzach, it's a chibur to Rabbi Yishlam, and to his Torah. It has nothing to do with dafka, to know how to fear. If the Yidden would have said Nishma v'Nasa, then the Pshat they were saying. They were saying Nasa. And the first thing you have to learn in order to get to that. By being Matim Nasa to Nishma, they're saying, in the Nabalik the Nishma, Limud HaTorah of Nishma. The Nishma is Limud HaTorah, L'shem Limud HaTorah. That's the Tuksar. The Tuksar is the Limud HaTorah for the Nasa and the Torah from the Nishma. Tzvei Dargis and Torah. And he has a Lavichas Dvarim of them in the Drushim. Good.